There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, it's Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals like Harbinger-powered PA speakers, just $149 each, an Audio-Technica vocal mic 85% off list, just $39, or a Hohner Harmonica 5-pack, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starting tomorrow, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shapkowski. The Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Derrick Rose to undergo surgery for torn meniscus in his right knee. Tom Thibodeau today says the latest Rose injury is simply unfair.
You know, I don't know what to say other than it's so unfair. He's, you know, the guy's, you know, been through so much and, you know, what he's put into it. And, you know, this one is, you know, not that, you know, anytime you have surgery, it's tough, but this will hopefully be much shorter than the other ones.
Bulls host Charlotte tonight. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Patrick Kane placed on long-term injured reserve today. He's expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks after suffering an upper body injury last night against the Florida Panthers. Teuvo Teravainen recalled from Rockford, while Trevor Van Riemsdyk is assigned there today. Hawks back in action tomorrow night there in Florida. Bears work out a two-year deal just moments ago with cornerback Dermonte Hurst, and the Lions release Reggie Bush while Green Bay releases A.J. Hawk today. Major League Baseball news, Josh Hamilton meeting with MLB officials in New York today. Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports sources a baseball executive is calling the allegations worse than PED use. NBA news, Rajon Rondo suspended for tonight's game by the Mavericks for conduct detrimental to the team. He's out as they're in Atlanta this evening. In college basketball tonight, Northwestern hosts Indiana. Illinois travels to Iowa in a game you can hear here on The Score at 7:30. And number one Kentucky tries to make it 28-0 this evening there at Mississippi State. This scoreboard update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery and interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011 and we'll send you a message confirming we've received it. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Nick Shapkowski, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville. LibertyAutoCity.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Will Carroll.
What we're worried about with Kane is where the fracture happened. If it's broken further towards the shoulder, there's a number of structures up there where the torso and the shoulder come together. And there's one specific ligament that you have to worry about. If there's stretching or damage to that, you end up with a loose shoulder. And for a guy who needs that shoulder both for hitting and for shooting, you would worry about that, and that would extend the recovery. There's a couple ways they can go. They can just let it heal, you know, put him in a sling, have him off the ice. The other thing they can do is to go in there and plate it and make sure that it lines up properly, and you can see players coming back more quickly. If this is a collarbone, as has been indicated, I would expect he's going to miss between 6 and 8 weeks, and he is likely to have that plated.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
David Schuster.
Aaron Brooks is likely going to get the starting nod. Are they going to add a player? Boy, the choices are not really good. Mike James, Nate Robinson. It's just not good. This is another blow for this organization.
Yeah, we talked about Nate Robinson before. Oh, my God, Shoe. No, please. I don't think you can do both of them. You can't have Aaron Brooks and Nate Robinson, can you? You really don't want that, do you?
Well, I used to play in a league of 5 feet and under. I think these two guys would almost qualify. Probably after whatever surgery it is, we'll hear from Derrick Rose, and we'll get a lot more answers, you know, literally from the horse's mouth.
Well, is that literally a horse?
No, well, okay. I see it. Oh, boy, I got a feeling that's going to be
played 100
times. You
got to be careful in there, Sue. You got to be careful, literally, now. It gets you in trouble. You know that, right?
I always give you one good sound, but
well,
you know.
I know. That wrote in on that.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, man, we do count on Chew for those moments and he delivers for us. Bors and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio.
That's a story. 670 The Score. If the injury and the subsequent surgery means Derrick Rose is now a horse.
You got the wrong surgeon. Somehow you got the wrong surgeon.
Yeah, that's a problem.
What happened?
Well, I'm sorry, I got a horse here.
Yeah, but cheer up, sports fan.
Yeah, cheer up.
Here's the deal. The cold truth is this injury to Derrick Rose did not keep the Bulls from winning a title, didn't ruin their title chances. They didn't have any title chances this year. If you're really being honest with yourself, if you really know what you were watching.
If you live in an odd place, you know, living in a world where you know, other people are welcome, then maybe you feel that way. But if you're living in this world, you know better.
If you've been around basketball and you've seen a lot of NBA seasons, you knew that this Bulls team wasn't championship timber. You've had enough games. You've had enough of a sample size. You also knew that Rose wasn't very good. So don't worry about it.
And wasn't there one point, though, you guys had them go to the finals?
I thought, or when Cleveland...
That there was no contest in the East
when
for them?
Early on, when Cleveland Cleveland was struggling, and I thought that Cleveland was...
He did not like David Blatt!
When I was urging LeBron to fire David Blatt, and I thought that the trades for Mozgov and J.R. Smith and all that were absolute panic, that I thought the landscape was a little bit different. Also, at that time, at the very same time, I was not a believer in the Atlanta Hawks, and I have since been convinced that they're better than I thought they were.
Hey, speaking of Mozgov, the Alex Karros character in Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Mongo, right?
Mongo,
yeah.
Mozgov and Mongo twins?
Candygram for Mongo.
Don't they look alike?
No.
I thought they do. You should check it out. Maybe you're wrong about that. So you guys had them go into the finals until you realized that
they
other teams
good.
Aren't as bad.
Until I realized that the Bulls were not as good as I thought they
then,
were.
And the Cavs and Hawks aren't as bad as you.
Correct. Other teams were better. And then when the Bulls went in that lull and never came out of it and continued to have evidence that the Tom Thibodeau stuff just wasn't taking anymore.
Yeah. All right. Last question, then I'll hang up and listen for my answer. How many times has Josh Hamilton been suspended so far?
Oh, that's a great question.
There was the 03 to 05 was the alcohol and cocaine. And then I saw he had alcohol relapses in 2009 and 2012. Was he suspended?
I don't think
more than once, or was he just had one suspension so far?
I don't think he was suspended. I don't remember.
I know he had at least one suspension.
Yeah, back then, but not the last couple. I don't think he
was never suspended, right?
Right. I don't
so he's only looking at it as his second offense?
I would have to scroll through this Wikipedia page if I relapse in 2009.
But no suspension.
The nightclub incident.
And then 2012, but no suspension, right?
That was a second relapse. He had two or three drinks before inviting his friend Ian Kinsler to talk at the bar.
So that's had one suspension, which means is recreational drug use, he's looking at a second offense of 30 to 90-day suspension and a fine up to $50,000.
He's got that with him. Okay. Well, how did they know?
Well, it depends on how much he bought, right?
Yeah, how do they know and we don't?
You know, there's a lot of things going around on the interwebs now.
Mm-hmm. What do we got?
That people, I mean, different stories coming out within the last, you know, 20 to 30 minutes that he's headed towards a suspension because of drug use.
No, that's, I think. Right.
Well, that makes sense. That was followed logically, but unless he called up and said, as you guys said to him, called up the commish and said, hey, Rob, I just
killed a hooker. Right. Wait, no, two hookers.
Now, do you get suspended for that or no?
No. It depends on the sport. It's all collectively bargained. It's all collectively legal. Bargained. Now, I think depending on the strength of your union, you could get one dead hooker.
Well, but two dead hookers, that's over the line.
Unless they paid their escort fees.
Right. If they pay their escort fees, and then there's a stretch provision. Where you're able to, if you can do it over the two dead hookers over 2 years, you can spread out the capping.
Well, just keep in mind that just because you dance on a pole, it doesn't make you a hoe.
What if you dance with a pole? What if Nick Shepkowski and I do a ravishing tango?
Well, it depends. Are you guys dancing on a pole?
You can.
Have you seen him dance? That's not dancing. Am I right?
Oh, is that right? You got no rhythm?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you have. You're too busy watching.
Is it bad?
Watching Joe Dredge do the Dougie.
All right, do you want to take guesses on the recreational drug of choice?
I'll say cocaine.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go with cocaine. Terry?
It's what he does.
Tanny? Tan Man?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
That's what he does.
Unanimous.
But how did... I mean, if I'm him, I don't call up and admit it. Hey.
You're really bothered by that, aren't you?
Yes. I mean, you don't get away with anything these days.
Huh?
You're Josh Hamilton.
But remember, they had the guy following him around. It was his father-in-law or somebody who was paid.
Yeah, but I don't know during the offseason if they do that.
They don't give him cash. They don't give him a credit card.
Oh, the Angels do that too? Yeah. No, the Rangers were doing that.
The Rangers were, but I thought that was... I mean, did you sign him to that deal and not have somebody assigned to
him? Oh, I have someone handcuffed to him. Wasn't it originally his grandmother that told him to stop doing drugs? That made him go into rehab or whatever? Was it his grandma years ago?
It was a grandma chewing tobacco. I don't know.
It's one of the true, quite the stories in the history of, it's really quite something when you read that whole thing on him. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Whether it was grandma or not.
You know, the worst part too.
What is it?
He was a cub. Just think about what could have been.
That's right. So cub.
So careful.
Cub. Yeah,
careful.
Bad enough.
I'm hearing keyboards clicking in the Sun-Times offices. Oh, wait, I couldn't afford to keep the power on. No, I'm not.
Wow.
When they stop printing?
Soon.
Oh, yeah. They still do?
The Sun-Times, the Tribune prints it for them.
Oh, well, that's nice of them.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Sort of professional courtesy.
It's very nice.
Yep.
Well, they charge them. They don't...
they don't do it for free?
They don't do it for free, no. You know, back in the day when we were a major metropolitan paper, they had their own printing place.
Oh, that's right. You wrote for them, didn't you?
Yeah. Well,
what happened?
Well, no, he left, then the downfall started.
It fell apart.
As soon as Terry left...
I still have some Terry Bohr's columns and stuff at home.
You do not.
I do.
Are they filled with delightful puns and
wordplay?
Well,
word you know, I had them in storage.
Not always,
finally got them out, and I've just been meaning to bring them in one day. I want to try to reproduce them and then put them on the website. Without Terry's knowledge, money off it.
Or maybe you could create an algorithm that generates Terry Bohr's columns, like the Thomas Friedman column generator. I don't know if you've seen that. You could probably do that with anybody. You could probably do it with mine.
I still think he's the best writer on the website.
Who, Terry?
Yeah,
probably.
His stories are the best,
most experienced, certainly.
Right. You should write more often, Terry.
You know what? I've got.
Two columns from you a day.
I've got Charlie Pierce.
I was thinking kind of like two more period.
Like ever?
Yeah, I think two more. I've got one for Father's Day, and after that,
he's the holiday columnist. That's all he is. He's the holiday guy.
It's the best time. And actually,
I remember Groundhog's Day growing up in Steger. Yeah.
And after that, only one column left.
There are some Arbor Days, and then there are the memorable Arbor Days.
I celebrate Arbor Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, only one column, and only one column, Maddie, next year.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
Which holiday?
I don't know. Holiday.
Passover.
Oh.
One Boxing Day tops them all.
A Boxing Day column. That's what it is. It's a Boxing Day column. That's
I'll never
what I
forget
do.
When my family was exiled to Canada with Mark Trestman, and we celebrated Boxing Day.
Grow the man.
I know what it is. I know what it is next year, Terry.
Yeah, I know you do.
I know what it is.
I know you.
So, wait, he was drug tested 3 times a week?
3 times a week, part of his, yeah.
Oh, then, okay, then that's it.
Yeah. That's how they know.
Yeah.
He came up positive for something.
He probably had a urine sample that was 35% cocaine.
It just came out as cocaine.
Right. Are you okay? Yep.
Sir, why is there white powder coming out of your penis?
I don't know.
White powder coming out
it
of
it hurts.
Penis.
It wow. doesn't feel very good.
Wow. That's quite a test. Let me see that again.
This ain't right, but boy, it was worth it. Boris Bernstein.
Wait, why do you turn into like an old angry cowboy?
I don't know. That's what happens when I'm in pain.
That's the. That's really, you know, I mean, when you think about it, this is really, you know, the feel-good story of for about 5 minutes.
Which one was that?
His comeback.
Oh, it was never felt good to me.
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Did it feel good to you?
No.
No, oh, not to me, on. But it did no. to a lot of people, man.
Really?
Really, yeah. Well, you know how those stories are.
Yeah.
You love them. And then all of a sudden, there he is again, and there he is again.
I'll tell you what, though. This has been a great, like, dead period for us of sports.
It has.
You're right.
It's been fantastic.
Absolutely right.
Really, really good. So, anyway. I'll hang up. You guys take care, all right?
Yeah, I've been on the line a long time.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, hang love your up. Soup.
Yeah, it was Maddie.
Love your soup.
Up,
what? What did he
no,
say?
No, you don't. Hang up.
I do love your soup.
Oh, God.
Hang up.
Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Derrick Rose is on the shelf again, and once again, it's a meniscal tear in the same knee. He suffered the same injury last year. This is one of those weird situations where the team can do everything right. They hired him a great coach. They finally surrounded him with appropriate talent, bringing in Pau Gasol, among others, in the offseason. And the player can do everything right, staying out extra time to make sure that he was extra ready to perform when the team was paying for him to perform. And yet, despite doing everything right, and with all best intentions, his body has let him down. So look, you can take shots at a former MVP and what his future is, but remember, it's not because of anything he or the Bulls did to make that future so murky. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, it's Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for green tags and get incredible deals like Harbinger-powered PA speakers, just $149 each. An Audio-Technica vocal mic, 85% off list, just $39. Or a Hohner Harmonica 5-pack, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starting tomorrow, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Scott Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
Chrysler.GBRAM or check them out at stcharlescdj.com and please.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CAA for all your basketball needs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think certainly the sad part of this is, listen, so much of Derek's game was built on his explosion, his athleticism. And he's not the same in that regard. But on a team as talented as the Chicago team, having him on the floor, having a very good Derrick Rose, was still gave them hope that they could win the East, that they could win a championship. And certainly that's all in doubt right now.
Hey.
It's AJ Wojnarowski. You heard him right here earlier today on Mullen Hanley here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. He's a thoughtful guy, good basketball guest, and he's very, you know, I think that the powers of observation win this about Derrick Rose. There was no title here. There was nothing carrying anything anywhere. Nothing was going to happen here. Because if we'd seen any signs of that on a consistent basis, I'm not talking about every once in a while, because that's what you got every once in a while.
Yeah, I was talking to a source during the break who, and I'm called a few people to find out some information, but I am hearing that Patrick Kane indeed had surgery today to repair a broken collarbone. He had screws and a plate put in. So it was exactly as Will Carroll suspected, going in and plating it, which would be, and we were speculating on the timeline that it would be something they would do today. So that's what I'm hearing as of right now, is that Patrick Kane indeed had that fracture stabilized with a plate. So from what we understand, that would be on the far end of your recovery spectrum, closer to 10 weeks.
Okay.
But the good news is when it heals, it's healed and it's done. It's good. It's fine. Go. You're set.
Doesn't spend the rest of his life worrying about it, in other words.
Right. The other thing that I'm trying to work on, that apparently there are some, and not surprisingly, there are some questions being asked by those close to Derrick Rose as to how well he was initially repaired. And whether or not the initial cartilage repair was what it was supposed to have been. So there are concerns there rising in that camp, wanting to understand, was it done right the first time? Was there anything that could have been prevented? So that's the latest that I'm hearing. And
well, I
will tell you that anytime an orthopedist goes in, they tell you, here's what could possibly happen. Here's what has happened to one person. Here's what's happened to 10% of people. Here's what's most likely, and they have to lay it out for you.
I've had that given to me, yes.
You got
to
sign it.
A couple times,
yeah. You got to say that you are aware of certain things being possible.
Yeah, because I think you ask ahead of time and kind of figure out what your own timetable is. But, yeah, I'm aware of stuff, and that's exactly how they lay it out to you. It's exactly what they do. There's no punches pulled or any lying to you. Those days are over. Those days are over. Nobody's lying to you, or they're hedging, or, you know, they're telling you the truth, telling you exactly what's going to be, what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how the recovery is going to be, what you need to do. So, yeah, I've had it laid out to me more than once. It's fine. That's what you should do. Doesn't mean you didn't make a mistake.
Yeah, so I would say, Hawks fans, you are looking at
back for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I would give yourself, to be sure, I would give yourself 3 months on that one.
Ooh, March, April, May.
Because remember when Aaron Rodgers did it? How long was Aaron Rodgers out after Shea McClellan broke him?
8 weeks or something?
Yeah, I don't think he had it plated, did he?
I don't think so. But he was back. Yeah, he was back and winging.
Right, I don't think he had the
Didn't he miss like 7 or 8 games?
Yeah. I think so, but yeah. I don't think he had a plate put in.
I'll double check it.
Yeah, why don't you? Because that would help.
And he's always calling on the same line, that guy. He keeps calling. Hey, hello. How you doing? But if Kane, is that too late, by the way?
I don't know.
We're almost out of February now.
Yeah.
Mr. Calendar, March, April.
March, April.
May. You get into May, you're getting
into
problems.
You're getting into some problems there.
It's a little dicey, isn't it?
Yeah. I think you might be with that. That sounds like it was significant enough. But ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now, see, Hawks fans do get that ooh. Ooh. I don't think Bulls fans should be doing ooh.
Because it matter.
No, correct.
It does still matter to the Hawks.
Yes. Even though they haven't played like that recently, it still matters. But that's an ooh. That's a ooh. Ooh. Makes my ass hurt. But now the Bulls, that's different. That's a non-starter. Unfortunately for me, but that's a non-starter.
And the 847 says, what if Kane has to go to meetings in the future?
I'm waiting for him to make that statement. Yeah, this is for a statement when he comes out.
In that sport, you don't hear stuff like that ever.
No, you do not.
That's like somebody lost half their head, and then they head into the locker room, and they come out, and they're like, all right, I'm good. Give me a helmet. I have to play. That's different. They talk about guys going in for repairs.
Oh, so
he's
my
like
Lord.
62 stitches and put his eyelids back on.
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking my call again.
Yes, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers did not have surgery.
Okay.
He was hurt in week 8. Of the 2013 season, came back for the final game.
Okay, with no surgery. Yep. And the 815 says, I had the same surgery. The doctor cleared me 100% in 8 weeks. You're not playing NHL hockey.
Oh, hey, by the way, sorry, I didn't hang up yet.
Yeah, I tried. The button's not working.
When Aaron Rodgers, when he came back, they beat the Bears 33-28. In that game, he came back.
So that was actually his first game back. Was the game when he threw the pass?
That was the pass. He threw it in the thing, and the guy didn't run, and the other guy did.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah.
And they won 33-28. That's a game that would have sent the Bears to the playoffs, but they lost it instead. That was that one game. I'll hang up again. Thanks, guys, and I'll wait for your answer.
No, you get that open line all the time. Don't you ever worry. We're celebrating today because really nothing counterbalances the ugly sports news like knowing the Bears have signed DeMontre Hurst to a 2-year extension.
That's my guy.
And you've got DeMontre Hurst through 2016.
That and J-Ham is still partying.
Yeah, he is, but we don't know. He's still in his meeting.
I hope he's comfortable in that meeting.
Wow. My guess would be, and I'm not a contract guy. My guess would be that there's probably a clause in that contract that contract is null and void if that happens.
I would hope so. Otherwise, the Angels are real dumb.
Yeah, it might be the best thing that ever happened to the Angels then.
Yep, and you're really dumb.
Yeah, that might be the Yankees might see that and start trying to plant Coke in A-Rod's milk or something. Hey, here, try this.
Oh, guys, there's actually a salary escalator if he does more Coke. Who did this contract?
He gets $40 million per season if he goes back on this stuff.
Right.
Oh, Artie.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. The Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Derrick Rose to undergo surgery for torn meniscus in his right knee. Tom Thibodeau isn't sure of any timetable yet for Rose's recovery.
Once Dr. Cole does surgery, then there'll be, we'll let you guys know what the timeline is.
Bulls host Charlotte tonight. Aaron Brooks to start at point guard in that one. Kirk Heinrich, Taj Gibson both will play. Breaking news on the score brought to you by Rosen Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Patrick Kane placed on long-term injured reserve today. He's expected to be out 6 to 10 weeks after suffering an upper body injury last night against the Panthers. Teuvo Teravainen recalled from Rockford, while Trevor Van Riemsdyk is assigned there. Hawks back in action tomorrow night in Florida. NFL today, the Bears agree to a 2-year deal with cornerback DeMontre Hurst. And the Lions released Reggie Bush while the Packers let go of A.J. Hawk today. Baseball, Josh Hamilton meeting with MLB officials in New York. Ken Rosenthal, sources a baseball executive, is calling the allegations worse than PED use. NBA, Rajon Rondo suspended for tonight's game by the Mavericks for conduct detrimental to the team. He's out as they're in Atlanta. In college basketball tonight, Northwestern hosts Indiana. Illinois travels to Iowa, and number one Kentucky tries to make it 28 straight tonight as they're at Mississippi State. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Stop by the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Pete Mitchell's in Frankfurt from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:32, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm just seeing the video of Madonna falling off the stage for the first time. Have you seen this?
No, I've not seen it.
She's at the UK's Brit Awards performing her new single, and this cape is supposed to come off, and instead the cape doesn't come off, and it yanks her off the stairs backwards by her neck.
That's a good place for those Brit Awards too.
In England?
The UK.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good spot.
It's not as good as Ditka falling off the stage.
Actually, she was pushed by Paul Horning.
It's not as good as that.
Nothing is as good as that. Nothing.
Or Mike Schuller falling off the chair. But this is pretty good. because she's got those guys, the shirtless men dressed like whatever they are, ibixes or antelopes. Don't you call them any mantelopes?
Yeah, mantelope.
or minotaurs. I don't know what they are, but they've got their giant horns on. Misa Horny.
And then she's Misa Horny.
I think more performers should be yanked off the stage by their neck, actually.
You know, and really all of it, I mean, I assume that like anything else, you know, I will be immediately called a hater. And that's fine because we're always called haters, even if we're not really haters. We're really warm and fuzzy people. But I find the whole thing just a waste of time.
What's that?
Madonna.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Waste of time.
Just, you know, speaking of, pop superstars, yeah, yes. You guys hear the news about Lady Gaga?
What?
She's going to be on the next installment of American Horror Story.
Congratulations to Lady Gaga.
American what?
American Horror Story.
That's what I thought you said. American Stories. Okay.
Oh, it is.
And it is official. Guess who's starting at point tonight in place of the injured Derrick Rose for the Bulls?
Aaron Brooks.
Yes, sir. Yes. Here we go. Aaron Brooks gets the nod against the Hornets. And you know what? You could start at point guard against the Hornets and get 20 on him. They're awful.
That thing's not working.
No, that thing's not. That should
That's
not be.
That's not working, Michael.
I don't really think I want to watch.
That's a great point. Unlike Aaron Brooks. It kind of takes whatever it is out of it because you kept waiting for something to happen with him where there was a consistent string of great, which gave you hope for them for May but now. What is there?
Right. This is the actual takeaway now is you could kind of sort of see if there was a possibility that Rose would start to get better and was hitting his stride
Hitting a stride.
Kirk Heinrich.
Because we must have missed that. We did not see that.
I'm not interested in watching Aaron Brooks shoot.
What's the Aaron Brooks stat line tonight and then the first call we take tomorrow?
You guys, you hate Aaron Brooks.
I bet you he has a great game. And the Bulls can win without Derrick Rose.
Oh, they'll win by 15.
Yeah, that'll be it.
If they lose to this team, then
I'm going Aaron Brooks with 18 points.
18, I get double-double in assists,
18
too.
Point.
No,
tough
that involves
one.
Him
double,
giving
double
the ball to someone else.
He will. You watch. 18 and 12.
I'll take.
He hasn't passed the ball 12 times in his career.
No, he will tonight. I'm telling you. Will,
18, you I think okay. You're right. I will. I just don't think he enjoys passing very
no,
much.
No, he's going to.
Why?
Because he's been working with Tom. I'm passing.
Tom who?
They did passing drill Jones.
Yeah. Working with Tom.
It's
well,
not unusual
is there
working to
with
be
Tom.
Loved by anyone.
Oh, my God.
He was out there singing the other night, too, with the Oscars, wasn't he? The Oscars?
Yes.
Tom
was
Jones,
he?
It's still belted out, man.
Oh, you know, I pulled the chute on the Oscars.
You probably can still lay the wood to you, too.
Oh, no, I fell asleep. That's what happened.
It was bad.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Yeah, it was bad. It was the right move.
You know, Neil Patrick Harris was okay.
He's fine.
Yeah. It was okay.
But the rest of it?
No.
No.
No, bad.
I didn't. I won't. And I don't think I've seen a single movie that was nominated for anything.
Yep, here is the official release for the Blackhawks. The Chicago Blackhawks announced that Patrick Kane underwent successful surgery to repair a left clavicle fracture. The procedure was performed at Northwestern Memorial Hospital by Blackhawks head team physician Dr. Michael Terry and Dr. Bradley Merck. We anticipate a full recovery in approximately 12 weeks.
Wow. 12? Whoa!
That's what I told you.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. My math. March, April, May. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That's a no good stuffy. I don't. Well, you know, maybe they can rally themselves and win without him.
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein.
Noted.
You have the score.
The score is mobile.
Connect on the go. Listen live.
Comment on the guest.
Show polls.
10 Seconds of Glory.
Audio Roadshow app.
Chicago Sports on the go.
With Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's sports station.
Hey, guys.
At your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He grew up chasing rabbits in Belglade, Florida.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Mike.
Hello, friend.
Called to refinance his 30-year fixed 4.625% mortgage he took out 7 years ago. And David placed Mike into a 20-year fixed loan. He lowered his rate a full point, covered all his closing costs, and Mike's mortgage payment didn't increase. Mike's mortgage payment didn't increase, and he's paying off his loan 3 years faster. That saved him $69,000 in mortgage payments. Rates are once again at historic lows. They won't stay this low forever. You want to see if you can reduce your rate and pay off your loan faster? Like Mike, stop what you're doing. Call David now. 312-896-2111. Why call David, not another lender? Because he's honest, he's trustworthy. He'll always look out for your financial best interest. David has helped thousands of Score listeners. He'll help you. Call him, 312-896-2111. Visit his new improved website, townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter, at David Hochberg. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until noon and a.m. 890. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629, NMLS number 1363.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down before you paint? Think again. We paint now with Behr Premium Plus Paint, only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. It covers the colors of the past and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up to what life throws at us and at our walls. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus, starting at $25.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, U.S. only. See store for details.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper-free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:43 on Chicago Sports Radio, 6:70 of the score, my two favorite words in show business.
Hello!
Join us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan. Jeez, it's like the news keeps getting worse.
It really does, yep. So how are you, my friend? You good? Everything all right?
I'm fine. I mean, I'm just trying to wrap my head around what's going on and how both teams, if there's a recovery to be had for either, it's possible, right, that Derrick Rose could be back before Patrick Kane.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Probably I don't know if it'll matter that much, but it's possible because I think the Blackhawks are probably better equipped to still contend for a championship because I'm not sure that the Bulls were really contending for a championship with Derrick Rose.
They weren't. It's fun to think they might have been, but then you're just kidding yourself.
You're not
really paying the attention you should be paying.
Well, my issue with people when it comes to talking about the Bulls as contenders, I feel like that everyone, Fells said today in his piece on Committed Indian that people are looking at the Blackhawks like it's 2013. And I think that people are looking at the Eastern Conference as if it's 2011 in basketball, in the NBA, where everyone's looking through this prism of, well, the Bulls just need to overcome LeBron. It's mm-hmm. not just
it's
LeBron
deeper than that, yeah.
anymore. It's the fact that the Washington team, as bad as they've been over the last couple of weeks, has your number. And it's a bad matchup for you because you don't have any tough bigs other than Joakim, who can't be as tough as he usually is because he can't walk or run or jump at this point.
And it's also point. Strategically he's playing further away from the basket and that's affecting his
yep.
effect on the game.
And they still haven't quite figured out how to work Joakim and Powell together nope. effectively. So there's all sorts of stuff. Terry, I thought about you last night. I was watching the DePaul game. And guess who was there last night?
I did not see that.
Well, they were playing Creighton.
Ooh, Mr. McBuckets.
Really?
Dougie was there at the game.
Really?
Yes, he was, sitting there with Mom. So maybe that's why.
Crying.
Maybe that's why, since his dad was going to be in town, he's like, might as well call over there and see what's going on.
Did they let him play?
And then he took it out. No, didn't need him last night. Took it all out on
no,
DePaul last
not,
night.
So if you're just joining us, Patrick Kane had surgery. I am told it involved having a plate screwed in to the broken collarbone and officially 12 weeks. It's possible that they could be pulling a Mr. Scott from Star Trek and just sort of saying that only
sure.
and actually wink, wink.
And thinking, get it done. He's back in 10 right. or he's ahead of schedule.
And then they look great.
And he looks great, too. See, that's the other part of this. When you give a long timetable and the player comes back before the timetable is up, the player can look heroic. And it's something that the Rose camp hasn't
figured out.
Like, for example, in the year when he could have come back for the playoffs, even if he comes back for the playoffs and is terrible, if he's terrible, the fan base goes, wow, that dude really wanted to be out there. He didn't help the team, but they probably weren't going to win anyway. Man, that guy's got guts. Whether that's right or wrong, that's probably the perception of it. And if Kane comes back for this after being gone only 10 weeks instead mm-hmm. of 12, he will be looked on as heroic. This is a guy that has a legitimate argument to be in the MVP race. This is a guy who was leading the league in points.
No doubt.
And they need him. But I think in a lot of the really smart hockey people that I follow, you guys follow and talk to, everyone wants to try and replace Kane. No, they need help on the blue line. They need help at defense. And if they can stop giving up as many goals, they won't need as many goals. Sounds crazy, right? Math.
Yeah, they are. If it is 12 weeks, that puts you right around conference finals time.
Yeah, but
and then that's a stressor for you if you don't have him until then. If
sure.
If you've got to stay alive until then.
If your first matchup, as it stands right now, is against the Blues, from just a strategic standpoint, I think the Blackhawks would be better suited dealing with the teams in the Western Conference, falling into the wild card spot instead of the divisional spot that they're in right now. Because they're not going to play Nashville, but they're probably going to end up playing the Blues. And I don't like that matchup as much. Without Patrick Kane being on
the
ice.
Think they can hold their position without him?
Yes. I think that here's what's crazy.
Hawks can hold tough here.
I think Patrick Sharp only has 3 even strength goals this year. I think only
That's
3.
Correct. Wasn't that sure correct. You were finishing yeah. that sentence. Well, okay. Even yeah. strength goals. Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Other goals he surpassed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are the only 3 that, well, wait a minute. That's the wrong number there.
You would imagine that there's correct. A regression to the mean with him and that we do see him scoring goals at a higher clip than what we've seen throughout the season. So I think there'll be an opportunity there. And if they can just get a little bit better on defense, like that's, I think the focus needs to get there. Now, what's great about him being Kane being on long-term IR or short-term IR, right?
Is you free up some money.
You got some money long-term. To play with. Not a ton, but at least gets you out of the little cap hell that the Blackhawks have been in to try and figure this whole thing out.
I want to assure, and the Blackhawks fans, everything's fine because I have a plate in my head, mm-hmm. and it's fine. Absolutely fine.
No, it's not. It makes you there's odd noises that are always coming out.
I don't have those.
Oh.
I don't and there's no reason for me to get it. I just have one in my head. So it's not a surgical procedure. I just have a plate in my head.
So it's been weird. Like it's just been a weird,
yeah, weird yeah.
a weird what 20 hours
Could get worse,
or so.
Lawrence.
Yeah. I have a copper pot on my head. And I drive to Canada.
He's selling cars. Yep. Members of the cars. And he's also, never mind. I'm going to stop right there.
No.
I'm not going to say anything else.
No.
not saying anything else. And, Lawrence, we got to give you time tonight because it's a shorty, right?
Yeah, short show tonight because we have Illini buckets. But mm-hmm. here's what we have planned. Lots of Bulls discussion for sure. Lots of Blackhawks discussion. Jen LC, if you follow her on Twitter at RegressPDO.
She's really good. Yeah.
She's going to join me at 7 o'clock. We're going to talk about what the Hawks do now.
I haven't heard her on the radio.
She's
but
She's terrific.
The stuff she does with – she had a really good piece about some of the Hawks' problems being related to the quality chances that they allow. And it was all graft. It was all just about other teams getting – good looks that they didn't used to get against.
If you're not following her on Twitter and you call yourself a Blackhawks fan, you need to get with it because it's some real high tech stuff, but yet very easy to consume.
She was one of those that she predicted the HOSA resurgence. Whenever we say, "What's wrong with OSA? What's wrong with OSA?" and a lot of the advanced analysts said, "It's coming because the numbers suggest it has to. It has to correct."
I had a conversation with Jermaine Dye today, completely unrelated to what was going on with the Bulls, and he kind of offered up some thoughts on Derrick Rose because he met him and he liked him, and because he had the meniscal surgery twice.
Did he have repair?
He had 2 repairs.
2 repairs, okay.
So he I'm going to pull you a chunk of that interview, and he'll explain why he had the repairs and what happened then, because then he just had it torn out. So he says he hopes Derek doesn't have it torn out.
How's he doing, Jermaine?
Jermaine's doing great. He'll be in town this weekend. That's what we were talking about initially. He's going to be over at Comer Children's Hospital this weekend, and that's what we were supposed to talk about. Then we got into this conversation about knee surgeries, and he had thoughts on it. So we'll share that tonight, and we'll check in with David Schuster live from the UC. So we're loaded for our 90 minutes and plus tons of calls. We're going to get a lot of reaction. People have thoughts. I have some thoughts I want to share, too.
And David has turned into a horse, Lawrence. You should know that before you move.
I heard you guys talking with him, and when he said literally the horse's mouth, I said, oh, no, David. Figuratively. Yeah. Figuratively is what you want to use.
Yeah. So wait, we thank David for joining us, and we thank Will Carroll also.
It got crack production staff, Mr. Matabatacola.
We'll hear from Derrick Rose, and we'll get a lot of more answers, you know, literally from the horse's mouth.
I love Matabatacola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Barney, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
After all, there's a sucker born every day. I'm John Feinstein.
Isn't a sucker born every minute?
Yes.
He got it wrong.
After all, there's a sucker born every day.
No,
it's not every... It's P.T.
Barnum. A quicker pace than that.
Right? Every minute.
It's every minute.
It's a quicker pace than that.
Here's a sucker born every day.
And our interns, Tommy Guns. And the great Tony Fish. Thanks for listening, calling, emailing.
Thanks.
We will do it all over again tomorrow. And
yeah, buddy.
It's indeed Thursday.
Hey, buddy.
Here it comes.
Who are you crapping?
And seriously, we do need your help. Think about this. It's not all that difficult. Think about this. Give us a hand. All right. Lawrence Holmes coming in with Terbic as always. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
What is the score? We're Chicago's number one sports station. We're Mully and Hanley in the morning, 5 to 9. The new Spiegel and Golf Show, middays, 9 to 1. Boers and Bernstein afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights, 6 to 10. We're proud to be the official radio home of White Sox baseball and the voice of Chicago's fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670 The Score. Score.com, Chicago's sports station.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, it's Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals like Harbinger-powered PA speakers, just $149 each. An Audio-Technica vocal mic, 85% off list, just $39. Or a Hohner Harmonica 5-pack, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starting tomorrow, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732. 800-825-0732.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Riggins.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only